let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, there's truly no time like the holidays in Chicago and the suburbs, and each winter the city is full of bustling excitement and seasonal celebrations you can admire. Twinkling light displays, go ice skating with skyline views, shop for gifts in a charming neighborhood boutique or pop-up market. You can catch a holiday show in a stunning downtown theater, and so much more. Steve Crano from Choose Chicago is joining us to talk about all of that on the map. Hey there, Steve, how are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You know, so much to experience around the holidays, and there's no better place than Chicago to do just that. Right, Steve?
I 100% agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a couple things I want to kick off. You've got a great feature at ChooseChicago.com on all the great things to do here. And one of those things is the places that you can go ice skating around the city.
Yeah. Ice skating is certainly one of the favorite activities of Chicagoans and visitors to the city during the winter holiday season. There's the iconic skating rink in Millennium Park right there in front of the Bean. There's the Maggie Daly skating ribbon over there nearby in Maggie Daly Park. And then there's also neighborhood rinks like down in Hyde Park on the Midway Plaisance. And then over in Wrigleyville, there's a rink as well. So lots of places to get your ice skating fix in Chicago, for sure.
Yeah, no question. And it is all about the lights in Chicago. And obviously, we'll start with the Wintrust Magnificent Lights that you can see throughout the holiday season, all down Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, and that really was kicked off by the Wintrust Magnificent Mile Lights Festival that happened just a couple weekends ago. Huge event. It's gotten more and more popular every year, it seems like. Brings thousands and thousands of spectators to the Magnificent Mile in just north of the Loop. And you see floats from, you know, Mickey and Minnie Mouse, from, I think there was some Pixar characters there, lots of recurring favorites. We had Kermit the Frog, we had Animal. Just a super fun time for the whole family.
And then there's also lights, light festivals and light activities at the zoos. Let's talk about Lincoln Park first.
Yeah, so Zoo Lights is another long-time tradition for the holidays in Chicago. Families love going through the amazing light displays all throughout the Lincoln Park Zoo. But that's just one of the many lightscapes that go up. There's also lightscape at the Chicago Botanic Garden.
That's so beautiful.
Definitely a must-see. So beautiful. I mean, that's an incredible place year-round. They just had their Halloween displays were very cool as well recently. So really a great place to visit any time of the year, but the holidays are always special.
And you have to buy tickets, I think, for the Chicago Botanic Garden, right? I mean, that's not something you can just walk into.
That's correct. That is correct. You do need to get tickets, and it's a very popular event. So like a lot of things holiday related in Chicago, I definitely recommend visitors and locals try to plan a little bit in advance, get your tickets in advance, make sure that there's an opening when you want to go enjoy this activity.
And there's, of course, the lights at Brookfield Zoo, but there's illumination tree lights at the Morton Arboretum. And that is just another place. You know, it's so, first of all, the property is so vast and wide. There's just so much to see there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All stunning light displays for sure.
Now, there are markets all around the city as well that you have featured here. But let's start with the Chris Kindle Market.
Chris Kindle Market is definitely one of the most popular traditions of the winter holidays in Chicago. You know, it's an authentic German holiday market set up right in Daly Plaza, kind of in the heart of the Loop, right in front of the Daly Building and in front of City Hall by the Picasso sculpture. You know, you can sip mulled wine, you can go shop for ornaments and other, handcrafted goods and, you know, unique nutcrackers, that sort of thing, and just lots of holiday treats. It's just a really good time, whether you're going with, you know, a partner or friends or family. I think everyone has fun at Chris Kindle Market.
My son loves that cheese, that hot cheese that they do there. It's not exactly my favorite, but also, you know, getting a nice hot chocolate, a nice bratwurst. I mean, it's a great place while you're shopping to eat and warm up as well.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, certainly. And it's you know, a super popular event, so be prepared to wait a little bit if you're going in peak times, like you know, Saturday afternoons or mornings or Sunday afternoons.
There's some local artisan-filled markets as well. Let's talk about the one-of-a-kind holiday show and the Randolph Street Market.
Yeah, those are both very big holiday pop-up markets. But like you said, it's just, you know, those are just two of the many that happen all over town. And I really encourage people to see if there's something going on in their neighborhood nearby or in a neighborhood closer if they live out in the suburbs, closer to driving in. There's just stuff happening all over the city during the holidays. We've actually been supporting a series of neighborhood holiday activations in partnership with the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, as well as Mayor Johnson's office, in 10 neighborhoods around town. And the first set of activations kicked off a couple weeks ago with a holiday makers market at the Promontory in Hyde Park. And there are more pop-up markets, you know, every weekend and even during the week, all throughout December.
So yeah, no question.
I encourage people to check out the full list at choosechicago.com.
Absolutely. There's also museums that have a lot of holiday exhibits as well. And one of the biggest ones at the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry, it is so much fun. I go every year, take the kids every year. It's a Christmas Around the World and Holidays of Light.
Yeah, it is. You said it. It is really impressive. It is definitely one of the more special holiday displays or exhibits in town. They have over 50 decorated Christmas trees representing different holiday traditions from around the world. And it's a great way to both, you know, get in the holiday spirit and also celebrate Chicago's diversity. So that is a must-see for Christmas tree lovers, for sure.
And there's also the Art Institute of Chicago and seeing those lions decorated. Of course, the Wreathing of the Lions celebration that happens. But it's been a tradition for more than 30 years.
Yeah, the iconic lions that kind of guard the front entrance, the Michigan Avenue entrance of the Art Institute of Chicago, get Christmas wreaths put on them every winter. It is, like you said, big tradition. People love to see it. And it kind of is just a visual marker of the holiday season for visitors and locals who are passing through that iconic corridor on Michigan Avenue.
It's also a great time for a memorable night out on the town. Experience the thrill of a live musical, dramas, ballets, and more. But there are so many great limited-time productions that are happening, all running through Christmas. Let's share a little bit of that.
Absolutely. So there's the long-running and kind of very well-known productions, like A Christmas Carol at Goodman Theater. That is definitely a favorite in Chicago and all over the world. And there's also the Joffrey Ballet's production of The Nutcracker, an incredible ballet company. People have to go see Joffrey if they've never been. And then there are smaller theater productions like It's a Wonderful Life, happening at the American Blues Theater. The Second City has a holiday review called Rudolph Runs Wild. Always love a improv show at a Chicago theater. There's the Nutcracker, Art Deco Nutcracker by the A&A Ballet at the Athenaeum Theater. And just, you know, lots of productions to choose from. Again, folks can find all those and many, many more on ChooseChicago.com.
All right, a 45-minute Dave Plyer show is next with Jeff Hoover from the WGN Morning News and his wife Tracy and some holiday cocktailing recipes, plus music legend Smokey Robinson on his upcoming Motown Christmas special he's hosting on NBC and more. After the top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.